This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 4/19/2008, 6 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Got a question about your future? Call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
I'm Myrna Lamb with you here for another hour on WPRO and 99.7 FM, taking your calls, making predictions for you based on a background in astrology and a deck of ordinary playing cards. And all you have to do to become involved is pick up your phone and give us a call after I say goodbye to someone, because the lines are full. Those phone numbers are 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. When you call in, you'll be speaking with Ken. He'll ask your first name and your birthday. And when you come through to me, I need you to ask a specific question, because otherwise we just haven't got enough time to really work things through. Back to the phones. Let's start with Paul on a cell phone. Paul, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. And I see, Paul, that you're born under the sign of Pisces.
Well, before you turn the first card, some 25 years ago, we did have a sit-down, and you told me that the time of day made me an Aquarian.
Oh, thank you for correcting that, because, you know, I was looking at the books, in fact, a minute ago about where the planets are right at this moment, and for example, the sun went into Taurus already, and it usually doesn't go in until tomorrow. So, you know, it's interesting, you just never know for sure when you're born on the cusp without checking the time of day. So thanks for fixing that. So, Paul, you are an Aquarian, and what's your question for me?
My question is, I'm probably going to be closing my business that I've had for a number of years. It's just not doing what it should do, so I'm going to be looking for employment.
All right. Are you looking for full-time or part-time at this point?
Full-time.
Okay. The King of Diamonds represents you since you're an Aquarian, and I have the card that represents you. You fall right in your own second house, which is about money, and you fall with two aces indicating two directions. We get to the sixth house, which is work, and you have two nines, indicating again, two directions. And then we get up into the ninth house where we have two sixes. Well, we've got duplicates all over the place, and I think that that has a lot to do with the necessity of closing the business, and I'm sorry that it happened, but I think that it's wise that you've acknowledged it and you're ready to move on. I think the hardest thing really is accepting what it means to go out and get that new job. You've got a Nine of Hearts great card in the third house for doing interviews. I believe you'll make a good impression, and I expect that you can find something. I kind of think that you're going to want to take off a little bit of time. You may start looking for something, but I can't see you really wanting to start right away. In fact, it seems to me you'd like to wait, if you possibly could, until July. I don't know if you're going to do that. Is it going to be more like August, Paul, by the time you wrap up your business and you really can make this change?
Well, I'd like it to be sooner.
Okay. The only reason I ask is that there are a lot of hearts around, and also other cards that are suggesting a time more like when the sun goes into the sign of Leo. And that, of course, isn't until late July. And so here we are, and we're, you know, just past the middle of April, and I'm sensing that it could take that long. So you may need a little time to wrap up the business one way or another. You may also need a little time to find the right thing. However, there is a friend. You have a friend who's already said to you, Paul, I think I've got something for you.
Oh, that's good to know.
And that is something that can work out. But even that is apt to take 5 to 8 weeks to work out. But I don't see you as being in any jeopardy. It looks to me as if things are going to work out pretty well. And again, you know, when I mentioned having a friend, I wasn't kidding you, because the thing is, Jupiter in Capricorn is a 12th house influence. A 12th house influence meaning somebody from the past, someone with whom you have a connection. So if you don't know exactly who I'm talking about yet, and you were just being nice, you sit and think about who are some of the people with whom you've had connections in the past, because there is a man among them who I think may be a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, who will give you a lead to a job. He may have it himself, or he may know someone. And when you figure it out, Paul, I want a call back. I want you to tell me a feedback on that one. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Lee in Warren. Welcome to the program.
Yes. Hello, Myrna. I love your show.
Why, thank you.
I'm calling about my son and my daughter-in-law. They're expecting their second child
nice.
In October.
Great.
Their birthday dates are, he is December 2nd, and
so
she is February 9th.
All right, so he's a Sagittarian and she's an Aquarian, and
yes.
What do you want to know about the baby?
If it will be a girl or a boy.
A girl or a boy. Let's get these cards down and see what I can tell you. And we are looking for him.
That would be December 2nd.
The Sagittarian, I have the card that represents him. And his fifth house cards are all little boy cards. And then we are looking for her, the Queen of Diamonds. And her fifth house cards are all little girl cards. Okay, so tell me something. They have one child already. Is the child that they have a boy?
No.
They have a girl?
Yes.
Then they'll have a boy. Because these really are cards. There's one child of each sex.
Okay.
So since they've already got a girl?
Because I spoke with you when they were expecting their first.
Yes.
And I asked you if it was going to be a girl or a boy, and it was a girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad. Thank you very much.
So it's a boy.
Yes, and it looks like a healthy little boy, which, of course, is the most important part.
That's wonderful.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Lee. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Mark in East Providence. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Mark. And I see you're a Capricorn.
Yes.
And your question for me?
Well, it's a little serious. My mother passed away about 8 weeks ago, 10 weeks ago.
I'm sorry to hear that. Had she been ill?
Yeah, she was 90.
Okay.
And I flew out to the memorial service 2 weeks ago, came back, and I've been hit real hard, both physically and mentally from it.
Right, right.
We were very close, even though she lived in Palo Alto and I lived in California.
Right.
Wanted to see if you had any view of where this is going to go. And
sure.
How far down do I have to go?
All right, Mark, the King of Clubs is the card that represents you. What was your mother's birthday?
August 1st, 18.
Okay. And the Queen of Hearts, which represents your mother, falls right in the fourth house of this reading, and that is the box that does represent our parents, usually the mother. And there's another woman in that same set of cards. Was she very close to someone else, a sister or her own mother?
She was close to both, yeah.
Okay. So there was this very strong connection in the family, and you've inherited that. And the thing about what has happened to you is, when you suffer a really hard emotional blow, it's quite normal to become ill, as you have done.
Yes, I have.
And so this is your body's way of saying you need some time off.
Okay.
But while you're taking the time off, what you do with that time is extremely important. Now, there are many different ways to grieve. And the way that I think is the healthiest for grieving is to surround yourself with people who will listen to you talk about her.
Oh, boy.
And people who also may have known her who will talk to you about her.
Okay.
You need to do that. You need to drag out the photo albums. You need to look at the pictures. In other words, you're not going to get better faster by pretending it didn't hurt.
Right.
And it didn't happen.
Right.
You're going to get better faster by acknowledging how much she meant to you, how much you loved her. Because then you begin to focus a little bit less on what you don't have and a little bit more on what you had that was wonderful.
Well, she kept calling me, telling me, let's get down to business.
And did you?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So there's no regrets.
Oh, no.
And listen, your third, ninth, and 12th house cards are really very good. You're not emotionally disturbed and you don't need to be seeing a psychiatrist. You might need a medication if you can't sleep, because the loss of someone really dear has a terrible physical effect on us, too.
Okay.
And if you can't sleep, then you're in big trouble. But it may take you 2 to 6 to 8 more weeks to feel as though you're really okay again.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's nice to hear.
Okay.
It was hard, but thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mark. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, one line is available. Tricia in Rockland, Mass., welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Tricia. I see that you're a Gemini, and what is your question for me?
Yes, I've been friends with this guy, just friends, but I'd like to be closer to him. Do you see love in the future for us?
Let's take a look. What's his birthday?
August 11th.
So he's a Leo. Well, Gemini and Leo are about as well suited as almost any two signs ever are. So the problem between you cannot be anything instinctive, and it then has to do with lifestyles, what's going on in his life, whether he has what he needs to feel complete as things are, or whether he feels that he needs something in his life that isn't there. And I think that may be the biggest difference between you and him, that he seems to be pretty self-content. For one thing, he was in a relationship once upon a time where he really thought this is forever and forever, and it turned out not to be. And he has held on to that hurt. I'm sorry, but he has. He's a very pleasant man to talk with, but to get into an in-depth relationship and look for some kind of a commitment, I don't see him as moving in that direction at this time at all. Now, you do fall. There's two cards that represent you. One of them falls right beside him. And with a six, sixes are all about the idea of work. So the more that you can involve yourself in being friends with him, talking to him about his work, being interested in who he is as a human being, getting comfortable with him, that's the best way to go. But to look for this to become a quote-unquote relationship anytime really soon, Tricia, I don't think so.
Okay.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Again, one line is available. And let's talk to Judy in East Providence. Judy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Certainly, Judy, you're born under the sign of Cancer. And what is your question for me?
I have a question about I'm trying to develop a new career direction for myself.
Sure.
That will make me more independent, but it's kind of risky.
Okay.
Using the skills that I have, but developing my own, kind of my own business. I'm wondering if I'm moving in the right direction.
Well, I have the card that represents you. Is there a man around you who's saying, honey, I love you, but this isn't the best of all possible ideas?
Not at the moment, no.
Was there at some time? Okay, here's what I'm getting at. I know you have a lot of capability. I don't have any doubt about that. Looking at your number pattern, you're a strong individual. And the 10th house, which represents having your own business, the cards really are very good. What I saw around you was a lot of worry. And I also, it's almost like a father figure, an adult, who says, you know, I don't know if you can do this. I don't know if you can, whatever. It's a dampener.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to know who the energy came from because it works against you. But when I take that away, your cards look optimistic. The biggest problem is in terms of the amount of money that you need to have to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you're underestimating that substantially.
Okay.
So one of the things I would really recommend that you do is that you get together with someone who has had experience and knows a lot about business in general, whether it's someone, for example, down at the Better Business Bureau dealing with SCORE. Are you familiar with the SCORE?
Yes, I am. Uh-huh.
Or someone who's an accountant, someone who really can look at crunch some numbers for you. But I think you have the knowledge to do the business. I think you have the personality, and I think you have the energy. What I'm not sure you have is enough money.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Judy. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM until 7 p.m., taking your calls, making predictions for you, and we have two lines available for the first time in quite a while. So if you were unable to get through, this is the best time to call us at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's go back to the phones and start with Ann in Johnston. Ann, welcome to the program.
Hi there, Myrna.
Hi,
I'm wondering about my career. I have a business, and I'm wondering if you see anything in the future for prosperity. Am I going in the right direction?
Okay.
I guess that's my general question.
First of all, how long have you had this business, Ann?
It's 3 years. Oh, just starting the fourth year.
Okay.
And I'm starting to see some increase in sales.
Okay. I'm going to look in the second house, which is about money, and the sixth house, which is about the work itself. And also in the 10th house, which is career in general. And the cards are really kind of mixed, in all truth. The income from the business wasn't very good, so starting to look better is a good thing, but it's relative. And as far as the growth of the business is concerned, the best hope you have is to really do a whole lot of marketing this coming season.
Okay.
Because it is in those places that have to do with broadcasting who you are, what you do, what you have to offer. That's where things grow.
Okay.
But there was somebody connected to you in this business whose energy, I don't know whether it was helpful to you.
No. That left, but now there are new energy.
Good.
And I have new help.
Good, because that was working against you.
Oh.
And I think that this is part of the reason things are beginning to feel healthier for you.
Oh, interesting.
But I think one of the things you need to do is sit down and brainstorm with these people who you've brought in to work with you.
Okay.
And ask them, you know, if you were walking in here for the first time, what is it you'd like to see that's different from? How would you like things done? What's your impression of this business? Because it's hard for you to look with fresh eyes at your own business.
Okay.
And I believe that that's going to help you out. And if you are willing to let go of some of your own approaches and adopt or experiment with some other ones, mm-hmm. that kind of opening up is what's going to work for you. That's where all the energy is in this layout of the cards. It's like people around you who are saying, I've got something to offer you. It's like people walking by you and saying, would you like one of these? Would you like one of those?
That makes a lot of sense.
Oh, good.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Tina, on a cell phone, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure, Tina. And I see that you're born under the sign of Sagittarius. And what's your question for me?
I would like to know if I should go back into nursing.
Okay. Let's get the cards down. The Queen of Hearts is the card that represents you. How long ago did you leave nursing?
About 5 years ago in August.
Okay. And 5 years ago in August, just thinking back and flipping back into my book to 2003 in August. Now, I know that sometimes Sagittarians can fly by the seat of the pants and just decide, like, I've had enough and I'm out of here. So I'm looking back to see what was going on, and Jupiter was in Leo and Saturn was in Sagittarius. I mean, Saturn was in Cancer. So there wasn't anything going on there that would have been so brutal that you would have thought, I can't stand it another day. So I think it was cumulative that you felt like a change at that time. So going back in now, the thing is, what would be different from what you were dealing with back then that made you decide I'd had enough?
Aha. Right, exactly.
Yes. So you want to say that was a rhetorical question,
okay.
Tina. I wasn't asking you for an answer. I want you to think about the answer after I hang up on you.
Okay.
But no, the point is that it is a critically important question, isn't it?
Yes, it
the
is.
The question is critically important. You had a reason for leaving when you did. And if you go back in now and expect that somehow it's going to be miraculously different from the way that it was, it probably won't be. Some things will be better. I'm all over the place in some regards. I've got the cards down here, and I can see some real division in your mind about whether or not to do this.
Yeah.
And the question is, what is it that's good about it? Well, the money's better than it used to be.
Yes.
The hours are a little bit better than they used to be. Mandatory overtime doesn't happen as much as it used to. Mm-hmm. And it may even be that you would be going back into a slightly different kind of or part of nursing from what you were doing before.
Correct.
But all of those things aren't going to change fundamentally some of the things that made you feel you'd had enough. So the number one thing that you really need to work on before you say yes to going back is your state of mind and your attitude toward it.
Exactly. Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Alex in North Kingston, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you. I enjoy your program very much.
Well, thank you. And I see that you're born under the sign of Aries. Alex, and what's your question for me?
Question about my health and immediate family health, if that's possible.
No, it's not, Alex. It's way too big. Do you have a health concern at this time?
No, not really.
But you want to know about your health?
Yes.
Okay. Well, just thinking about where certain planets are, Three of Hearts fell out of the deck as I was getting ready the cards for you, and the Three of Hearts is a card of good news. So certainly I don't expect to see any health problem at this time. Let's see what the cards say about you. Cards tend to look at about a six-month stretch of time. They don't look at forever. Charts do. Charts can look at a long, long period ahead. But when I look at these cards, the Six of Clubs falls with good cards around. If you have any health problem at all, you may have a cold that's settling in your throat, and even that hardly seems like a concern. The only other thing, if I really want to nitpick, is you need to see a dentist because of something going on in the upper jaw on the left-hand side.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, great.
Physically, I think you're in very good shape at this time, Alex. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. We have two lines available again. Donna in Barrington, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Now, let's see, Donna. You're born right at the tail end of the sign of Cancer.
Yes, I am.
And your question for me.
Just wondering if my luck's going to be changing soon. It's been a terrible year or two.
Okay. Now, you mean that in a great broad sense. You don't mean in terms of going to Foxwoods and betting on, you know, no. Yes.
No, not anytime soon.
Okay. And when I'm working with you on the radio, it's very hard for me to do anything very broad. However, there is a card specifically that's about luck, and it's the Five of Hearts. And it just so happens that the Five of Hearts falls right next to the Queen of Spades, and the Queen of Spades is the card that represents you. And so the cards really did answer the question. You ask whether your luck is going to get better, and the answer is yes, it is.
Great.
Now the question is, how are you going to know that your luck got better? You're going to know it because you're going to begin to focus on some things that are different from the things you've been focusing on up until now. You know, I've been talking about that a lot recently, about how do you know if you're happy? What are you focusing on? Did you see today's journal? Did you read today's newspaper? Have you got it at home?
Yes.
Dig it out. There's an article. I don't know if it's on right on the very front page of the newspaper. It's about older people actually getting happier. Now, you're not an older person. You're younger than that. But this article points out something very interesting about happiness. I want you to check it out.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Donna. Thank you for the call. I'll be taking more of your calls in a few more minutes, but we're up against the bottom of the hour. And before I go to break, I just want to remind you that I have a lot of things to offer you privately off the air. I have an office in Lincoln, Rhode Island for private consultations, Wednesday night instant readings, lots of information mostly available by going to my website, MyrnaLamb.com. Or calling my office at 401-333-7970, 333-7970. Please stay right here with us on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM, taking your calls and making predictions, and we have one line available for you at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Before I go back to the phones, I just want to tell you one more time that a week from tomorrow, that's Sunday, April 27th, I'm going to be doing a book signing. It's going to be at the J.H. Rowbottom Fine Art Gallery, which is on Menden Road in Cumberland. My husband, Robert Lamb, illustrated my book, The Astrology of Great Sex, and he's having a show there. You are cordially invited to come to the opening, and it would be my pleasure to meet you. And if you're interested in acquiring a copy of my book, I'd be happy to sign it for you. Again, that's on April 27th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Rowbottom Fine Art Gallery in Cumberland. More information available on my website, MyrnaLamb.com. Let's talk to Mama Du in Providence. Welcome to the program.
Let's take my call. I have a house I would like to put in the market. I would like just to know if it is the best time for me right now.
So you want to see whether that house you'll be able to sell it fairly soon. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, but you have not put it on the market yet, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, well then let me at least start by taking a look in my books here to see if I can give you a date off the top of my head. This is something that I usually like to spend a little more time working upon, but the sun has just gone into the sign of Taurus, and so you want to try to aim toward either a new moon or a full moon in order to get the best benefit. Now, we will have a full moon, and it is starting, believe it or not, like tomorrow morning. So if the house is really ready immediately, you could call to see about getting it on the multiple listing service as of Monday. If not, then it probably is going to be to your best advantage to wait another 2 weeks, and maybe you need that time to get the house ready. Is it ready now to be seen?
It is ready.
It is ready now. Well, then, if you have an agent in mind, I think it would be really good to put a for sale sign up even tomorrow, because tomorrow is when we will be into this full moon, and a full moon is a very good spur to communication, which is what you want. You have some nice cards around your house itself. There may be some questions about a couple of the neighbors and how they keep up their homes. So your house itself looks good, but there are some questions about the area. I'm not saying that it's a bad neighborhood. I don't mean that at all. But rather, there may be a neighbor or two who just don't take good enough care of their property. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
And unfortunately, that's a bad reflection on you. And there's not a lot you can do about it. I mean, if for example, you have a neighbor who has too many cars parked out in front, you might ask that neighbor whether he or she would be kind enough to move some of those cars around to the back or something.
Okay.
If you can negotiate with them, I would encourage you to do that. But your own house looks pretty good. And I think you have a chance to sell it fairly quickly if you make that price point really reasonable given the market, because you would be you'd be benefiting from both the full moon and also the placement of Jupiter, which is well set for you at this time. Thank you for the call. Our phone number is here at WPRO. Two lines available for you at 438-WPRO. That's 438-9776 or 1-800-321-9776. Let's talk to Deborah in Warwick. Deborah, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I am well.
I enjoy your program very much.
Well, thank you. And I see you're a Capricorn. And what's your question for me?
I am. I've been engaged for 11 years now, and I'm just curious if this man is the right guy for me.
Let me make sure I heard you right.
Yeah, you heard me right.
You've been engaged to the same man for 11 years?
Yes.
Do you have children?
I do, and he does, but not together.
Okay, and that's okay. You didn't want more children with him. Is that it?
Well, I raised his two boys, so I had enough on my plate.
Okay.
And his older boy,
okay,
because of his divorce from his wife, gave me a lot of trouble. So
all right.
I was apprehensive.
So that wasn't a concern. But you've become a very kind of old, comfortable, engaged couple.
Yes.
Not an old, comfortable, married couple.
Right.
Well, okay. The Queen of Clubs represents you. What's his birthday?
He's a Libra.
Okay, so the King of Diamonds represents him. You fall in his seventh house, which is the box of marriage and partnership. So in his mind, it's like, why should we get married? We're sort of kind of married now.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't feel that way. And in your seventh house of marriage and partnership, there's all four suits, meaning confusion, uncertainty. It's what I call chaos and confusion. It's unclear. And
uh-huh.
In the second house, which represents whether you have in your life what you need to feel complete, the cards say no, you haven't. No, you don't. So I think the time has come for you to speak up. It's time for you to say what you want and then act upon it if you don't get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not ready to do that, then it's status quo. Now, I wouldn't even suggest that you do that were it not that Jupiter is in your sun sign. And this represents the beginning of a new 12-year cycle of life for you.
Awesome.
Yes, it really could be. Especially when you think you're at the end of an 11-year cycle. So for
mm-hmm.
heaven's sakes, it's time. And I think it is time for you to say to him in so many words, honey, I want to be a married woman. It's what I want. We've mm-hmm. had 11 years. I've got nothing more to prove to you. You don't know. You've got nothing more to prove to me. I don't know. But I want to be a married woman. I want this engagement ring to be traded in for a wedding band.
Uh-huh.
Time has come. Time has come. I don't think that he's thought about it anymore. And he's a Libra. He's just been ducking it.
Yeah.
So the time has come to tell him it's now is the time to do it. And I think there's a very good chance that you can make it happen.
Okay.
Deborah, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO. There's really kind of a fundamental. You're never going to get something if you don't ask for it. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. John in Pawtucket. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Marta. How are you doing this evening?
I am well, thanks, John. I see you're a Gemini. And what's your question for me?
I work for Verizon. It's been a very nervous year to be a phone man.
Yes.
We have contract expiring in August, and things are not looking too bright on the negotiation front.
Okay.
So what do you see about the first week of August?
Around the first week of August, what do I see for you as a Gemini? Well, I do know that there are some planets not very well placed for you.
Join happiness.
I'm sorry. But the thing about them, is, as I've been explaining to everybody, is that the way they are placed, whatever problem you're dealing with, is not a surprise. It's not something that comes out from an unexpected source and bites you. It's something that you've known about all along. So you know, for example, that there are contract difficulties. I don't see any jeopardy to you personally.
Okay.
So if that means that some contract has to come through in order for you to be able to sustain your position, you happen to have very nice cards in every place pertaining to the income, the job, the company. So I guess one way or the other, they pull this one out of the fire one more time.
Oh, yes.
And you're okay.
Okay.
Now, if you don't like the uncertainty that you're feeling, then now would be a good time to be looking for something else. You're very young. You have all kinds of potential. And maybe you could even segue over to another phone company that's more secure.
Not too many of those left out there, Marta, you know. So.
Yes, but the fact is we are all using one cell phone thing or another, one phone system or another, and we're going to continue to need them. So, John, being on the inside, you ought to be able to tell which company has the most to offer, and maybe that could be used to your advantage. However, in the big picture, in terms of your question, what do I see for you come August, you seem to be doing quite okay. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Kate in North Smithfield, welcome to the program.
I've been having stomach problems that they can't quite figure out, and I was wondering if you see it as something that's a chronic, lifelong thing or something that will clear up.
How long has it been going on, Kate?
About a year.
All right. You're born under the sign of Leo, and a year ago, there were planets that were not in a good place for you at all. But they have moved, and that means to me that things ought to be changing for the better. Now, you've been seeing different doctors, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's one doctor who had some idea for you, but have you followed through on what he suggested?
No, not really.
Well, guess what? It really is coming down to nutrition.
Okay.
If I were you, what I'd really want to do is try getting all kinds of things out of my diet and paring it down to the most fundamental, the most basic, the simplest diet you possibly can come up with.
Okay.
And see whether that makes you feel well, because I am confident it will, and I'll tell you why. I've been doing this for quite a while now, and many years ago when I first was doing this on the radio, I started doing a program out of New York once a month, and it was on nationwide, and I began to work with some clients all over the country, people I've never seen, I've never met, and I found that whenever there were aces or fours in the first house, which is the body itself, the whole human system, or in the fourth, which is nutrition, if there were aces or fours there, and I said, look, you really need to clean up your diet, you need to work out more, they always said yes. And some of these are people I've continued working with now for 20 years, Kate, and I've found that this one really holds true. And you have aces and fours in both of those places. So if you really want to know whether this is chronic, the answer is yes, if you make it so, and no, if you're willing to make a change.
Right.
I would like to suggest very specifically that you look into the Pritikin diet. And the reason I suggest it is that it is absolutely fundamental and simple. You get rid of almost all prepared foods. You get rid of all fats. You get rid of a lot of additives. If you think of trying to go back and almost live like a caveman,
mm-hmm.
get it as simple as possible and then begin to add things in as you feel better. I honestly think that you can make yourself a great deal healthier than you are right now.
Okay.
And isn't that what one of those doctors was trying to get
it
you to
is,
do?
Actually, exactly.
How do you like that? Phew. Okay. All right, Kate. Call me
thank
back
you.
And let me know how you're feeling.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. You're listening to News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 o'clock when you know what happens then? This place gets even spookier with Beyond Reality and Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. But for now, you and I have time to talk at 438-WPRO. Let's start with Jean in Gloucester. Jean, welcome to the program. Hello, Jean.
Hello.
I see that you're born under the sign of Gemini. And what's your question for me?
I'd like to know what you see happening for me this year. I've been trying to find a home and move, and it's just not working. So
you're looking for a home to move to?
Yes, I am.
And is this you alone or with someone?
Nope, with my husband and my two kids.
And your husband's, what's his month and day of birth?
January 20th.
Okay, that's all I need.
Okay.
So you are the Queen of Diamonds and he is the King of Diamonds.
Oh.
And, you know, there's so much inventory on the market, it's puzzling that you're not finding a house.
Yeah.
But you have the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck, falling with you. So the thing is, you will.
Okay.
And the question is, like, what is it you're not liking? Because I see the fourth house cards indicating that you're not happy with what you see. And I see the same thing around your husband as well, although he seems to be more easily pleased than you are. He's seen one or two places that he has said to you, Jean, what's wrong with this? This one's okay. So obviously there's some very specific things that you're looking for and you're not finding.
That's correct.
And so what do you do with that? Well, it seems to me that if you can find a house that's, you know, a little bit below the price point you're willing to spend, you can put those things in on your own. So I think there's plenty of opportunity for you to find it. And I believe the problem is not with finding the house, Jean, but with you, period. All right, Jean, you can find something within, I'd say, at the very latest by the end of July. And that's only because I see you as being a little bit fussy. But maybe that's a good thing. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Teresa in Providence. Teresa, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hi there. And let's see, you are born under the sign of Sagittarius. And what is your question for me?
I'm in a job situation that's not going well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking about starting my own business.
Oh.
And I was wondering if this looked like a good idea, and I have a particular location that I was looking at, and mm-hmm. I wanted to see what that looked like from
all
your
right.
perspective.
Okay. That's a little bit broad, but let me see what I can do. The Queen of Hearts is the card that represents you, and I have that card. And as far as going into business, you fall in the 10th house, which represents the business. There's a couple of cards up there that are a little bit iffy.
Uh-huh.
You need somebody to be helping you with this.
Uh-huh.
You cannot do this one alone. It won't work for you.
Uh-huh.
And as far as
I'm sorry, in terms of help?
In terms of... The question is very broad, Teresa.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep.
And I was trying to make something out of it for you.
Okay.
But even in the place that represents the concept of the location, I have 3/8 falling in that very set of the cards.
Mm-hmm.
And 3/8 confuses me. It's kind of like this location would be good for one thing, but
mm-hmm.
not for the other.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as if there's three pieces that need to fall together in order for a location to be the right one for the concept of the for the business that you have in mind.
Right.
In other words, it may be a great location for a restaurant, but not a good location for a yarn shop.
Okay.
So what I've got here is something that questions whether the location will work to your advantage.
Right.
So, I mean, like, there's an ice cream shop, and right next to it, there's now going to be a candy store. It's
right.
a natural. That should
right.
probably work, whereas
okay.
before it was a laundry, and it failed. That's the idea I'm getting across to you. So I'm not sure, and I don't think you're ready. So your job may not be wonderful right now, but
uh-huh.
I would suggest that you not hurry. And by the way, that would fit with where Saturn is in your chart right now. Saturn
okay.
is in a place that says, if you do this prematurely, you will pay for it with consequences.
Okay.
And not only that, but when I look at this pattern and where, in terms of where the planet Uranus is in the sign of Pisces, there's a whole lot of stuff that make me question whether you're moving too rapidly out of frustration with your job. I would like to suggest you take a little more time to really think this one over. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Avril in Providence. Avril, welcome to the program.
Yes, hi, Myrna.
Hello, Avril. I'm well, thanks, and I see you're an Aquarian. And what's your question for me?
What do you see in the future for me financially?
As far as finances are concerned, are you working at this time?
Yes.
I have the card that represents you, and there's some cards around you that really show a lot of discontent, I think would be the fairest word. And in the box that represents money, there's a picture that suggests being locked in and always feeling as if it's not quite comfortable. In other words, you know, you can pay the bills, but it always feels as if you can't take a break. And this is not of your doing. This happened as a result of the actions of some people around you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of what they did and the consequences to you that you're in this financial situation right now.
Uh-huh.
And I don't see it getting better by itself. You're going to have to make something happen. You're going to have to bring about a change. And it may have to do with somebody who lives at a considerable distance from here. Give some thought to that, Avril, and see whether it can result in you making changes that add up to a better financial situation for you. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Diane in Danielson, Connecticut. Diane, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
I'm okay, thanks, Diane.
Good, good. I'm really actually calling about my husband. He's a Sagittarius.
Okay.
And financially, I want to know what is going to happen, you know, for 2008.
Okay, the King of Hearts represents him, and as far as finances go, I'm assuming he's got a job?
Yes, we have our business, our own business.
Okay, that's important because it's two different places in the cards. Are you involved in this business, too?
Yes, I am.
And what is your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius also.
So you're both Sagittarians?
Yes.
Okay. And Saturn's in a stressful place, but Jupiter is in a very good place. And Jupiter represents money. So financially, this ought to be a very good year. Now, the company itself seems to be strong, but there seems to be a cash flow problem. Does the company have something of a seasonal aspect to it?
Yeah, well, it was a small car dealership.
Oh, okay. Well, oh, dear. Okay.
Hmm. What does that mean?
Well, what it means is you seem to have plenty of capacity in business, but when I look at the area that has to do with cars, we got problems. So I think you've had some problems with some of the merchandise that you've been trying to sell.
Okay.
And you know about that. And that's what's put a snag in your finances. So you have to be a lot more careful about what you take in.
Okay.
Whether it's in trade or whatever, so that you don't wind up getting stuck.
Okay.
It's almost as if the two of you are too naive, too trusting.
That is also true.
And that's not what we expect from quote-unquote used car salesmen.
No.
So you got some work to do on it, Diane. I wish you the best of luck. I don't think there's time for Steve, is there? You think I can? No. No, Steve, I'm sorry. I've run out of time, and I can't take your call. I'm just too close to the top of the hour, so I hope you'll be our first caller next week. And so we have run out of time for this week. It always amazes me that it flies by this fast. I'm Myrna Lamb. You know what's coming up next is Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. And I have just enough time left to ask you to please check out my websites, because there's a lot of information for you there. There's MyrnaLamb.com, MyrnaLamb.com, which can take you over to TheAstrologyOfGreatSex.com, and there's also MySpace, Myrna Lamb, where you can listen to podcasts of this program. Or you can call me at 333-7970. I hope you all have a wonderful week. Ken, thank you for your help. And to everybody else, stay here for Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. I'm Myrna Lamb. It's been a wonderful evening for me. Thank you for joining us.